and this is a dictation for patient Brittany Williams, B-R-I-T-T-A, sorry, B-R-I-T, like Tom, N-E-Y, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth 3/18/87. Date of procedure is June 14, 2025. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. The patient is here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. The patient Brittany William is taken to the fluoroscopy room. The procedure was done according to protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone was injected into the epidural system at L5-S1 with ease. No issues noticed post-procedure. Patient left the office in a stable vital signs. In addition, patient also underwent another procedure, which is arthrogram of the right knee as well as intra-articular injection of the right knee. The arthrogram was achieved by using 2 cc's of Omnipack 240 it was reviewed under fluoroscopy. After the dye had spread throughout the knee, 5 cc's of dexamethasone was injected intraarticularly according to the protocol. The medical indications for interlaminar epidural injection is as follows. The patient had been rear-ended as a resident driver on 4/3/2024, leading to pain in the lower back and the neck as well as in the right knee. The MRI subsequently showed presence of disc herniation at C5-6 and disc herniation of L5-S1 and facet hypertrophy of L5-S1 and L2-3-L3-4. In the right knee, patient had a grade 1 ACL sprain. There is a posterior horn of lateral meniscus, increased intensity, and ligamentum patellae tendinosis. The patient has had significant amount of physical therapy for last 4 months with no major relief. Patient has been suffering. These 2 injections are designed to decrease the pain, improve the healing, decrease the need for any surgery. The patient tolerated both the procedures very well. Thank you.